Don't believe the hype.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla. Stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game. Just like you, the Toyota Corolla. Let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From Harlem, USA. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Tom, I want to get right to it because if you'll allow me, I want to play for you and your audience the best conversation I know that I've heard anywhere about the Michael Brown case and what's going to happen when the grand jury, with the grand jury and with Officer Darren Wilson. The announcement about an indictment is supposed to happen soon. Before I get to the conversation, I just want to remind everyone that there have been months of testimony, dozens of witnesses, and three autopsies performed. The official autopsy was performed by St. Louis officials, the county medical examiner, another by the feds, another one was an independent one done by Michael Brown's family. So here we go. Dr. Cyril Wecht, who is a renowned forensic pathologist, has now examined the official autopsy report from St. Louis. He told me just last night on CNN that Michael Brown's hands were up. They weren't palms out, but they were still up, yet he says this about the likelihood of an indictment.
I will predict, this is not based on forensic science. This is just based on 52 years of dealing with this business of police shootings. I will predict that the grand jury is not going to indict officer in this case.
Because?
Because there will be enough information to suggest that Michael Brown was aggressive, that he was lunging at the police officer, that the police officer felt an imminent threat of his life or well-being, and that's even before you get into the racial issue.
Okay, keep that in mind. Now I want you to listen to CNN political analyst and attorney Van Jones's response to Dr. Wecht.
For him to say that and then turn right around and say, but he still does not believe that this grand jury is going to even indict this officer to get him in front of a real jury, that is shocking, because what it says is that there's an acceptance of a certain level of what I can only call either corruption or cynicism within this law enforcement agency, that even with good evidence that what people said happened did happen, he still does not think there will be an indictment.
Okay, here's a closer. Dr. Wecht with his final point.
No, I would vote for indictment. I want to make it clear.
But
I'm
you don't
telling
think that
you
they're
that
going
if,
to
I
do
to,
it.
If I have to place a bet buying you guys a cup of coffee on the other side of the bet tomorrow, I bet you and that so, they will not indict.
So what, excuse me, so what Van is saying then is correct. Van's assessment in your estimation is correct then?
Well, yes,
okay.
Because of the way the public reacts to police and police shootings. They just bend over very far. That's a subject for a discussion another day. Is that right? I'm just telling you what I have experienced in all my years, my decades of dealing with police shootings, not only as coroner here, but in police shootings around the country. It takes a great deal to indict an officer. And I don't want to make this into a racial issue, but when the officer is white and the victim is African American, then it is a little easier for the jury to not indict.
There you heard it. The question is, now what?
I believe him.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised he's so, is he retired?
No, he's semi-retired. He's still working and they still call him in as they do Dr. Baden to do certain things. But if you listen to what he
said. He's surprised that he said what everybody else knows.
Right. Yeah. I am surprised that he would say it.
Yeah. He doesn't hold his tongue. And, you know, and I think that's why people are pushing for transparency, but he shocked everyone, all of us last night. I wasn't going to keep him for that part of the conversation with Van Jones and with Tom Fuentes, who's a former director of the FBI, and then another.
This is the old guy,
police
right?
officer in St. Louis. Yeah, this is the old guy. This is the guy who
testifies,
and just about every expert, you know, when there's a big celebrity or a high profile case that's, you know, this is Dr. Cyril Wecht. Look him up. He's no joke.
So now we know, or at least we're getting more and more opinions about what the outcome will be. What about the timing of it, Don?
The timing, quite honestly, and this is just from leaks, it's been out there, was supposed to be, people thought it was going to be on this weekend on Sunday. But when they had Dr. Baden come in at the last minute, and then they had another professional witness come in at the last minute to testify, I think, tomorrow, Friday. And so they believe that it's going to be next week sometimes before they announce.
Don Lemon.
So you headed back to Ferguson?
Of course.
Yeah.